I'm meteorologist Alan Archer.
And right now in the Bay Area, 73 degrees. I'm Carla Rota Bush, WDAE News.
It's Turkey of the Year nominations tonight.
That's definitely not what I expected.
We always try to catch you with... hopefully you won't get any nominations this evening. Carla Rota Bush on the Talk of Tampa Bay.
This is the Talk of Tampa Bay on 1250 WDAE with Rosemary Haddad. To talk on tonight's topic, call WDAE toll-free in Pinellas County at 447 or 821-1250. In Hillsborough County, call 876-1250. And in Eastern Hillsborough County, including Lakeland and Plant City, call 682-1250. Now, the Talk of Tampa Bay on 1250 WDAE.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, tonight is the night, the second annual Turkey of the Year nominations here on the Talk of Tampa Bay. It's Wednesday, the night before Thanksgiving, November 26, 1980. A couple of ground rules. Joe is not eligible, neither is Carla nor myself. We do not want to detract from the possibility of other worthy persons receiving the auspicious Turkey of the Year award. We will have two categories this evening. Male turkey, that is the tom, and female turkey, that is the hen, and then the overall winner, the best of both, you might say. Last year, we did not divide by sexes. We had the Turkey of the Year going to the wonderful Ayatollah Khomeini, followed by Jimmy Carter. This year we will have two categories. Well, we might as well get started. This is a strange thing to do on the Talk of Tampa Bay, but we have fun with it. Tomorrow night we're also going to have a lot of fun. Our annual Holiday Hello program starting at about 7 following the football game Dallas versus Seattle. We will place for you a long-distance phone call anywhere in the continental United States. You will talk to the friend or relative of your choice for 3 minutes right here on the air via conference call, courtesy of WDAE. Two ground rules. One call per piece, please. And second ground rule is a necessity for us. Please have the area code and the number of the person you want to call. We will not be able to get those for you. You must have the area code and the number. That's tomorrow night. Tonight, Turkey of the Year. Good evening.
Yes, good evening, Rosemary. I hope your evening turned out to be interesting.
I think it might. Actually, last year I think we did have a female category, and I do believe Anita Bryant came on top for the women.
Oh, lovely.
Yes, so we did. Yes, we did. That suddenly came to me. Who are your nominees this evening, male turkey and female turkey?
Well, for male turkey, I nominate His Royal Highness Prime Minister Pierre Elliott Trudeau of Canada.
Trudeau?
Yes, ma'am.
Why?
For the one fact that he's done more for Canada to divide it than anybody else in the world.
Why do you know so much about Canada?
Well, because I'm a Canadian.
Oh.
He's been in power for, since the last election now, he'll be in power for 16 years straight, less than 6 months that Joe Clark was in.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Joe Clark was any good?
He told the Canadian people that, look at Canada, I've got a horse pill the size of a medicine ball for you to swallow,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to hurt. And Trudeau, being the gift of the gab that he's got, said that, no, I'm going to give you a little pill, but he didn't say there's 5,000 little pills behind it.
Yes.
So
I get the feeling Ronald Reagan might follow in Trudeau's footsteps if we had a parliamentary form of government, and he could be called to task whenever the parliament felt as though that was possible. Who would you vote for as hen?
As hen? His wife.
Margaret?
Yeah.
She hasn't been his wife for a while.
Well, legally they're still married, but as far as I'm concerned, she wins turkey hand down. She's got no problems at all about winning. As far as Canadian side is.
For dinner tomorrow, correct?
Yeah, for dinner tomorrow.
Thank you. Have a nice Florida Thanksgiving.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Turkey of the Year awards tonight on the Talk of Tampa Bay. Good evening. You're on the air.